From the heart of the city, where the beat meets the rhythm of your day, it's Shauna and Lala.
What's up? You're listening to Shauna and Lala. Check us out at shaunaandlala.com and follow us on all social media platforms at Shauna and Lala. You could follow me at The Real Shauna May.
And follow me at Bella_Lala125.
We have been gone for about a week and a half. We were both really sick. I don't know what I had. I just had a really bad migraine. I couldn't record.
Yeah. She was out with migraines. I've been out with a sinus infection and whatever else is going on. You could probably hear it in my voice. And it's been 3 weeks of this, right, for me?
Yeah. Yeah,
it's just lingering. I feel like I'm going through what you went through a few months ago.
You might catch the flu after.
No, I mean,
that's what really did me in was the flu, but then it just all went away.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping for that because I'm over this. I hate not being able to breathe and having to blow my nose every 5 minutes.
You're lucky you can. I can't.
I feel bad for you, but yeah, it's like Mother's Day weekend, and I feel horrible, but yeah, I'm just not in a good mood feeling like this.
What are your plans for Mother's Day?
Well, we are going to the shooting range. I know that's probably an odd Mother's Day day, but we're gonna go to the shooting range in PA and then go out to lunch, which I like that. You know, I do like shooting. I haven't been in a couple years and it's fun. You know, you learn a new skill and you have fun with your husband, and then we go out to eat.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, we are going out to eat. I don't know what day yet, but... And I do want to go to... our local firehouse does an amazing Mother's Day breakfast.
Oh, they do?
Oh, my God. It's so good. They do it a few holidays, like, in the springtime.
Yeah.
And this is, like, the kickoff to the breakfasts.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, I'm so excited. I'm more excited for the breakfast than I am for the dinner. Go figure.
It's weird. I used to be more of a breakfast person, and now it doesn't interest me anymore. I'm like, I want my dinner. I want my steaks, my pastas, and all that. That interests me because my husband's like, oh, let's go to breakfast. I'm like, I'd rather go to dinner.
And I don't know why either, because it's just pancakes, and I'm not usually like a breakfast person.
If they had French toast, I'd be all over that. Like, I'm a big French toast girl, but pancakes at a firehouse, I mean, I guess... I'll have to try it out one day.
I don't know. I don't know what it is about them, but, like, the place is just so good. I don't know. I think they do have French toast, though.
Ooh. French toast is amazing.
It's so good. It's my favorite thing to have.
Yeah. I like the challah bread one, though, like the really thick French toast that you can get.
Yeah.
I love that. So yummy.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. The one diner by us has it.
Yes, and it's good. Really good. It's hard to find, but... Yeah, I'm like, again, if someone offered me, hey, you want to go out for breakfast or lunch, dinner, I'd say definitely lunch, dinner. I used to be opposite. It's like, oh, no, I want to go to IHOP or I want to go to the diner or I want. And now I'm not. And like, I don't really like eating breakfast in the morning anymore as I get older.
Yeah, I don't either. I've never been a breakfast person. So for Mother's Day, we got these cat lady boxes and they are just the cutest things. But I almost became not a cat mom anymore.
No.
Because Leo decided he was going to escape and he ran outside between the front door and my mom's legs.
Yeah.
And as she was calling for this dog that was lost, found on our road or saw on our road. So my mom's like trying to get the dog, which the dog wasn't even near our house. And Leo got out. I'm like, oh my God.
He's an indoor cat, so that's a big deal. Like, if people are like, okay, it's a cat outside. No, he's indoor. He should not be outside.
He should not be outside. He does not come back. He does not know how to stay on the porch. He wants to go out every year, and I let him out once a year on the porch, and he goes down, and, you know, we have to run after him because he doesn't know how to stay on the porch. He doesn't behave. So this time, I didn't even notice that he was gone until, like, 2 hours later, I couldn't find him, and I kept checking the cameras, and I'm like, maybe he got outside, and sure enough, I see him on our camera, his little body, going through, you know, my mom's legs. I'm like, oh my God.
And your mom was oblivious.
She was totally oblivious. Didn't even notice. And, you know, I'm showing it to her and she's like, I don't see where he went through. I'm like, Ma, you could see him right here. Oh, she's like, oh shit, we need to go find him. We need to go find him. So now it's like 11:30 at night. We're outside in our pajamas with flashlights looking. It was insane. So we finally found him.
Good.
He was in the field, literally in like the high grass, hiding.
Oh, geez.
And it was pouring out. It was cold. And my mom said that she just saw like the eyes, you know, from the
flashlight.
So she went and grabbed him, and he didn't want to come to her. So she picked him up and he's growling. He wanted to stay outside. And I'm like, oh my God, no way. So of course my mom comes in, and you know, the thing is that she gives the cats treats every night, 9:30. They know.
Yeah.
Well, that's when we couldn't find him. And I'm like, he's not on my bed. You know, that's weird.
Yeah.
So, she had to give him treats, and I'm like, now he's going to think that he could do it again, you know?
Treats for it, yeah.
So he has tried to get out twice. But Rudy and Holly, they just look at him like, you're crazy.
Yeah. Why are you going out there? You're going to die.
Yeah. So for Mother's Day, we got sent the cat lady boxes, which are so cute because, of course, you know, I am not a mom of a human, but I am a mom of Leo.
She's and, cat mom.
Yes. And I just think they're adorable.
Yeah. We showed my cat baby loved the cat lady box.
Oh,
right?
Yes, she thought it was Christmas.
Yeah, she was all over those. We're gonna post the video because she was so cute, but all over those boxes, all over the toys. She liked the shirt a lot.
She did.
She was chewing on the shirt. Like, that's supposed to be for the cat moms, not for her, but she wanted the shirt too. So she was like, no, all of this is mine. But it's a monthly subscription box full of just cute cat stuff for your pet and for you as the cat mom or the crazy cat lady, you know?
So cute. I want to know, like, how she came up with the idea.
Well, I was reading that, you know, she posted a picture and it was her in a local cat shelter. But it was so, but people didn't know that. It was just a woman standing with maybe 30 cats around her.
Oh, they probably thought they were all hers.
Yeah, so it started going viral, like making jokes about her, like, oh, the crazy cat lady, look, typical woman with all her cats. And it was funny, but then it wasn't, you know, at that point. But she's like, you know what, I don't want a bad name for cat moms anymore, cat people.
Yeah,
you know,
because capitalize on it.
You guys do have a bad name, I will say that.
I know.
I've even made fun of Shauna for having three cats, like, oh, you're, you know, crazy cat lady, the typical stuff, you know?
I know.
So these boxes are for the cat ladies out there. And it was cute. The t-shirts in it said cat mom. There was like a little plaque that Shauna could put up on her shelf. I have some toys for my cat. There was a scratching box. There was Band-Aids. Just really thought out cute gifts. And if you have a cat lady in your life or a cat mom in your life, what a great gift to give, you know?
It's so cute.
And the cats love it. So you love it and the cat loves it.
Let me tell you, when they had reached out and, you know, our assistant told us that we were, and I'm like, oh my God, yes. Because I saw it on Facebook and I just never signed up for it. I haven't had the chance, but I'm totally signing up now.
Yeah, it is cute. And I think my cat is going to get spoiled and expect the boxes to come. You know, she'll be like, where's my box? Where's my cat lady box? Come on.
Oh, yeah. They know when the Chewy box comes.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. They're very smart. So, yeah. Super cute gift, guys, for your mom, your grandma, whatever. Or yourself, the cat ladies in your life. I think it's really... It's stuff that I normally wouldn't have bought for myself, you know? Like, that.
Yeah.
That's what I like about it. It's just little cute trinkets that have to do with cats, of course, that you would be like, oh, my God, that's really cute. I want to put that in my house, or I want to wear that, or... That's a cute toy for my cat that I've never seen. Which one was it that my cat was playing with today? It was like a construction cone.
Yeah.
Like the orange construction cone, and it had catnip in it. And she was playing with that. She loved it. She was trying to steal that out of the box.
Yeah. And the egg. And the hedgehog.
The hedgehog. There's really cute toys.
They
really
are. Cute. They're so adorable.
And now with Mom's Day coming up, they're having a sale. And you can save 20% off the Cat Mom box with the code CATMOM. One word, CATMOM. So now is the perfect time to try it out. See if you like it.
On the phone right now, we have Catherine Tyson, who is a author and single mom and a social worker, actually. So with Mother's Day coming up, we figured this would be the perfect time to have her on the show and talk about what it's like being a single mom, her book, and how to celebrate Mother's Day as a single mom. Because it's, I think it's a little bit different than, you know, like your husband, you know, going out and buying the gifts. You know, you have to kind of buy your own gift.
No, and the kids, right? No, I'm kidding.
So that's so funny that you said that, because, you know, actually, and this is really speaking to my mothers out there and my single mothers. I'm not actually a single mother anymore. I'm blessed to have found a great partner a couple of years ago and settled down. But for maybe, I don't know, 20 years of my life, I was on a single parent journey. So it's really tough when it's just you on your own, and you're right, there's no one to buy something for you. And I was just telling someone the other day, what I used to do with my kids is I'd pull up in front of a dollar store and give everybody $5 and say, go buy me something.
I would be doing the same thing.
Yeah, because it became more and more apparent that, you know, whenever Mother's Day came around or my birthday or Christmas or something, you know, there'd be nothing for me and there'd be no one thinking about me. And I just thought, this is probably not a great lesson for my kids anyway. They need to, you know, they need to realize that I'm an actual person. And the same way that they're looking forward to a birthday gift or, you know, being acknowledged on their special days or special occasion, that I, too, was not just the gimme, gimme, gimme committee. Because, you know, kids can really be, it's all about them, right?
Yes.
And so it became kind of a lesson to them, because I'm really trying to raise, and that's my whole story, too. I'm about parents raising adults for tomorrow. That's what we're actually doing as parents. Mm-hmm. And so we're needing to instill these values in them and foundations and stuff like that. And so that was just one of them when I realized, hold on a second, there's nobody thinking about me. What is happening here?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I'd give everybody $5 and pull up in front of a dollar store. And one of those that I could actually see them the whole time, because, you know, not all the dollar stores are like that. So I had to find like a special one in the neighborhood to make sure no one's going to steal my kid while he's in there trying to buy me some plastic rose or some silly thing.
I love that. And the kids love that too. Like, I know my son gets so excited. Actually, yesterday, the school, they have those little Mother's Day shops that you give the kid money. And he is so excited to do that.
Doesn't he buy you socks every year?
Oh, my God. It's always something really weird, but it's the thought that counts, right?
Well, speaking of the socks, right? So my oldest, I had three at the time that I was raising by myself. And so I had two boys. They're 19 months apart. And then I had a girl. And so my oldest son would always, he'd be the one that buys me. He'd be the one that buys me socks because he knows my feet are always cold, you know, or he'd buy me a notepad because he sees me writing notes a lot, you know. And then the second one, who's a little more fancier, he'd always buy me something shiny, you know, like earrings. My ears weren't even pierced and I'd get earrings every year. And I'm like, I don't have my ear. Mommy, but you need to, because this would really be pretty on you.
Oh, that's cute.
Very cute. But it was even just teaching them to start looking at, you know, what the person would want, you know, when you're buying something for someone and thinking about them, you know, particularly or individually. And it actually turned out to be some really great life lessons. And so my daughter, funny enough, she'd come out and she would have spent $3 on me and $2 on herself.
Right. That's a typical woman. I do that too.
Exactly.
Work
for me.
Exactly. That's so funny. Yeah, and it is, you're true, you're raising them to be aware, to be conscious of things like your one son with the socks and the notepad,
right?
And that is important, right? Men,
it's
we need men to notice, right? That stuff.
Yes.
we need men to think about these things too, right? Yeah. So as adults, when they give me any, you know, when they give me any type of friction or they do something crazy, I'm like, hey, I didn't raise you like that. Think about it. Would I have? That's true, mommy. You're so right. I should have thought about that. Exactly. You know, so I'm always able to kind of like, you know, navigate them. And one is a husband now and one is a father. Aww. And he has a committed relationship. So, you know, they're pretty awesome guys. And I'm really happy that I had some part in that.
Oh, you definitely did. You definitely, you raised them right. And I'm sure their wives and girlfriends, significant others are thrilled, you know, because I'm sure they're doing right by them. So that's awesome.
Yeah, exactly. My daughter even says that, gosh, you know, I wish more men were like this. You know, I wish more men thought like that. And I was like, they were not raised by me.
Yes, there needs to be more parenting. That's, you know, that parenting style needs to be out there.
And I think they exactly this generation, even ours, lacks it.
They do, and it's more selfishness, and it's like she raised her boys. Catherine raised her boys to think of others, think of, you know, your mom and other people that you love. And today it's more of me. What do I want? Yeah. What makes me happy? What makes me comfortable? And that's where we're going downhill.
Yeah, literally, like, and I think that was the whole point, you know, really, you know, just kind of having them, and I have this in my book as well, to have them to be thinking people, you know, because I think in this world, we're not thinking about others, we're literally just thinking about ourselves, when we're on the road in traffic, when we're in the grocery store, when we're in line at the grocery store, you know, you see all these selfish things all the time, and you know, like someone, even, you know, you go to a grocery store or you go to a store and there's three things on the shelf and someone will take all three and you'll be standing right there and they wouldn't say, oh, did you want one? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yep. And it's not to say that you're just going to be self-sacrificing the whole time, but you really are a part of a bigger whole. And so, you know, people around you exist and it's not just all about you. And really, you know, how do we, you know, just exercise compassion for each other every single day of our lives and just make this journey easier, because we're all on it and we're all experiencing the same things. So I think that I would love to just kind of have us kind of go back to the basics in that way, you know what I mean? And when I say we're raising adults for tomorrow, you know, it's kind of profound in the sense that we see these little kids and their snotty noses and their, you know, just selfishness or their craziness. And as every year passes, they're becoming more and more the adults of tomorrow. Yeah. So what you have in your hand as a parent, you have a lot of responsibility and instilling, you know, practices and behaviors and just being an influence to the future adults, because you're going to blink twice and 10 years will pass by or 15 years. And those are adults now.
Yeah.
they're no more kids. Right. And so what have you done to ensure that they are making the right choices or they're being, you know, good people in this world and positive contributing members of society?
Yeah. It's very tough.
Yep. It is. And I always say, like, Lala has had some issues with, you know, Gio classmates picking on him. And I always say, like, you know, it starts at home.
It always starts at home and how you treat absolutely them, teach them to treat others and or stand up for others. I always tell my son, if you see bullying or you see this, you be the better person. You make sure that doesn't happen. You help, you know, and to be aware. Like, that's what these kids need to be, is be aware and help others, not just be on your phone or filming bad things that happen. Step in and help, do something, make a change. And I don't know if there's going to be we need a lot of work for this future generation.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. We really do. Yeah. We really do. Absolutely.
So where could our listeners get your book from?
You can go on Amazon. I'm there. So you can just go on Amazon.com, go to books, go to Catherine Tyson, or you could put in Single Mama, Powerful, Not Pitiful. I'm there. I have a Kindle version, which is, you know, $5 or something. And yeah, my first book was I'm Somebody's Mama. And that was kind of just my journaling of being a single mother. So they're cute little stories. And then the second one, which is Single Mama, Powerful, Not Pitiful, is really kind of pulling principles out of you know, the first book and just, you know, talking about quantity time versus quality time and, you know, the guilt that we feel when we don't have enough time for our kids, but really what we should be doing with the time that we do have. You know, talking about choosing wisely the people that we bring home to our children. You know, should we be thinking a little bit differently about, you know, who we give access to our kids? Mm-hmm. So it's really about the principles. And I'm very excited about it because It's taken from my journey, but it's also kind of lessons learned. So there are things in the book also that, you know, there are times that I didn't do it right. And I learned some stuff along the way. So it's kind of like, here's what I did, or here's what I tried, here's what didn't work, here's what worked. And it's really just a little handbook for parents of just overall, not even just single parents, but parents overall. And some of the things that, you know, we're struggling with, or, you know, or celebrating, just celebrating us as parents as well. Because it's a big deal.
It is. Like that's the rest of the world. That's the generation. And then they're going to be raising their own kids, and those, you know, we don't realize the power that we have in our hands by having children and how important that is.
Absolutely.
And I don't know if many parents realize that. Sometimes I don't, because you're just so into your day-to-day thing as parent that you're just focusing on, oh, how do I get through this easy, or how do I make my life easier right now and not deal with this tantrum. We don't ever, sometimes it's hard to look at the bigger picture, like, stop, slow down. Like, you, this child is like clay in your hand. You're molding him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And you said something really important, you know, earlier about, you know, and I think it was alluding to bullying, for instance. And so, you know, if you have other children that are being mean to your child, or they're doing certain things, they're getting that from home. And that's where parents need to be involved. So, you know, there were times when that happened in my life, and I had to address it with a teacher or with a parent, because teachers can be bullies as well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, having a couple, like, double duty, like talking to my kids about, you know, if there wasn't a solution, for them to understand that, you know, the world's going to be filled with all sorts of people, and you got to be able to get through it. You know, it would be nice if they're nice, but if they're not nice, you got to figure out how you function through that as well. And also, you know, trying to work with parents to kind of to work with their own kids. But there are times when you could tell exactly why that kid was that way, because the parent was that way.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Exactly. And I think what happens with parents, I literally think that, like you're saying, we're just caught up in the day to day. We're just trying to get through today. We're trying to get through this moment. We're trying to survive. We're trying to, you know, ensure so we don't lose our minds, mm-hmm. because it can be hectic.
Yes.
You know, you're responsible for a whole person. I mean, I was responsible for three people. I had three sets of eyes looking at me like, you got this, right? And I'm like, I ain't got nothing. I don't know what I'm doing here. Trust me.
Yep. But you did good.
I don't want to go to the park, so let's go to the park.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
that's
tough.
All they want to do. They just want to have fun, right?
That's all that matters to them, is fun and keep me happy. And
exactly. Keep me safe. Yeah. Keep me healthy. Exactly. And you're here worrying about all the adult stuff. You know, when I think about just trips to Disney World, like, just imagine what's going through my head the whole time, trying to make sure I don't lose someone, trying to make sure that I don't, you know, I'm not going to be put out of my apartment because of buying, you know, too many hot dogs that cost $25 a piece. And the kids are just like, they're just having fun. They're just running around. They have no fear of danger. And you're just on the whole time. You're just like, this is not fun for me. I want to go to Disney World and have fun one of these days.
Yeah, I guess you can't bring the kids, right? It's like, nope. Right.
Solo trip.
Solo Disney trip.
Right, exactly.
And then you'll be worrying about your kids at home or wherever they are. Like, oh,
please. Listen, funny you said that. I'm going to tell you this joke. So I remember, you know, thinking, gosh, I can't wait, you know, to just have time on my own, just be a person and just enjoy Catherine, the woman. And so I treated myself. I was a single parent at 26. So 4 years later, I turned 30. I had just gotten my bachelor's degree, so I had a lot to celebrate. And so I took a solo cruise by myself, 7 days, honey. They called it a single share. So what that means is that you share with a complete stranger, but you get your bill cut in half. So you know, if I wanted my own cabin, it might have been $700. I'm going to share with a complete stranger randomly. They're going to put me in with somebody. So I get to pay $400 for a 7-day cruise with four different beautiful stops in exotic places. So I'm like, this is what I'm doing. And I am going to be, I'm going to wear my short shorts, and I'm going to look sexy, and I'm going to listen, because I can dance and I'm beautiful. I'm going to be doing, listen, I'm not even thinking about these kids. And so I left them, you know, with their dad, and then I had the neighbor checking in on them as well, just so their world wasn't completely upside down.
Yeah.
And I go on this cruise, and I am, trust me, from day one, day two, day three, I closed the discos. I had the DJs calling my name. Catherine, how cool is here? It was hot stuff. I had all, you know, we were sitting at a singles table. We had all the guys. It was all over because it was two girls, one from Chicago, one from upstate New York, and we were just chilling. The third day now, I'm tired, and I remembered that I had kids.
Like, whoa, wait.
Listen, it was the stress. I mean, it was like I was walking around for the rest of the cruise with the little picture of my kids in my hand. Oh. And they were like, what's happening? This is Catherine, the party girl. And I was like, listen, my kid, you have kids?
I just remembered I did.
Yeah. And they were like, oh, my God, you know, wow. Oh, they're beautiful. What are they doing? Who are they with? And I couldn't wait to get off on these exotic stops to go pay $50 to call my kids and see how they were doing. And for the rest of the trip, it was just like I was moping around, just I need to get back to my kids. And so I realized that, you know, and I have this in the first book. I realized that when I'm thinking all the time, I've been thinking that these kids are cramping my style. I'm like, no, they are my style.
Yeah.
They're my people. These are my people. And it was beautiful to experience that so early on, you know, and being 30. So I was quite young to realize, you know what? These kids are my people. They're my treasures. And I want to be with them. I like being with them. And so I think it kind of got out of my mind, you know, this feeling of what I was missing as a young woman or, you know, what they were keeping me from.
Yeah.
But to realize the bigger picture is that I have these three amazing people who think I'm the best thing since sliced bread. And, you know, they didn't ask to be here. And they love me better than anyone. They look at me differently. They're excited when I enter a room. Like, there's no one in the world that ever reacts to me in that way up till this day. And I'm just really glad that was put in perspective for me at that young age, you know? I mean, now I can still, you know, you go out and party for the evening, but I don't need I don't need to get away from them, you know?
But and it made you a better mom, you know, like you raised amazing children and you were aware as a parent, and that's a beautiful thing. And just, I agree, like no one's ever going to love you the way your children love you. And I don't think I could ever love anyone the way I love my children. You know, it's just a different type of love that you don't understand. Yeah.
Yep. You don't understand it until you feel it.
Exactly. That's your soul.
Because I think even as a parent, right, I think, and mothers will think that, will agree, when you look at your kids, like there's this feeling that you have that people can say something bad about you and you'll recover from it quicker than if they say something bad about your kid.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's almost like you love this person more than you love yourself.
Exactly.
It's very bizarre. And unless you're a parent, you don't understand that.
Exactly. No, I agree. Well, if you could say one piece of advice to parents across the world, what piece of advice would you give them?
I think what I would say, and it's kind of in line with what I just said, you know, to really look at them and just appreciate them and appreciate this beautiful blessing that you've been given, this opportunity to have these amazing people in your life that are a part of you, that you created, and that now, you know, you have the opportunity to mold and shape and to present to society, and to just see it as a gift, because it really is a gift. And to create relationships with them that will last. So the relationships that I was able to create, because I have adult children now, the relationships I was able to create, I benefit from them now. Like they're my best friends in the world.
Yeah.
You know, I just got off the phone with my daughter. I'm going to call my son, you know, when I get off the phone with you, because I had to tell him something. And then, you know, it's always like someone that wants to tell me something, or I want to tell them something and I want to share things with them. And I feel like that has really helped me in my life, that the times when you feel like you're so lonely and you need to find someone, it's like, listen, I got so many people. I got three people. Listen, I got three people that, you know, I need some time by myself sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what I would say. I would say value this gift, and I would say pour into them every day. positive, amazing things so that they can have a full, beautiful, healthy life as adults. That's the gift you can give them, and to create a relationship with them so that you can have the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah. Yes. In a positive way to the world, right?
Absolutely. And I say that, you know, I'm proud of what I was able to present to society, you know, and if I could do it again, maybe I'd have had 10.
Yeah. Now you got it down pat and you know what to do and not
what to
do.
What to do, not to do. Yeah.
The world needs good people. So why not? Right?
Yes.
Well, thank you, Catherine, for calling in today. And, can you just let everyone know where you could find your book
once again?
Yeah, so you can find my book on Amazon.com and just look up Single Mama Powerful Not Pitiful or Catherine Tyson. And also look me up on Instagram and follow me or DM me. And that's Real Catherine Tyson. And also Facebook. So any new people that join my community, I'm always happy about. And if you need any type of, support with parenting stuff, I have a lot of cool things that I work with parents with. And I work with PTAs and I do one-on-one stuff. So just reach out to me. So, yeah, I look forward to hearing from your audience.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you. Thank you for raising three amazing babies that turned into three amazing adults.
Yes. Yes. For that's the gravy part. That is the gravy. So, yes, I appreciate that too. Having these wonderful people that call me mommy.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Catherine. We love talking to you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
What a great interview.
Yeah.
She was so awesome. And like we said in the interview, you know, it is important being a mom. You don't realize how being a parent, but being a mom, it is so important. And we have to really give love to our moms out there because you guys are doing a great and amazing job. You are raising that future generation. And I hope you know how special and how important you truly are. You are shaping the next generation to come, the world to come, the businesses to come, the people. You don't know if you take a step back and really look at what you hold in your hands, what you are creating for the future generations to come and to come and to come and to come, right?
It's so true.
And I don't think we get enough credit for that. And yes, dads are involved in that too. But there's always a different bond, I feel, between a mother and their child. We gave birth to them.
I was going to say you birthed them.
They grew in you, like in me, for 9 months, 10 months, however long they say that it really is. And you feel their heartbeat and they're just a part of your soul. So I always think there is a different connection with most mothers. I know there's most mothers out there. You have this different connection with your children. And we really can shape our children by how we raise them, how we love them, the attention we give to them. And it's a tough job. And it really is. And it takes a lot of dedication, a lot of sacrifice to, like I said to Catherine, we are so kind of consumed in our day-to-day stuff. Like, how do we get through this fast? How do I get through this tantrum fast? How do I have my kid not bother me and leave me alone so I can get this task done? And so, a lot of times we make bad decisions because of that. It's here's the tablet, take the tablet, go away. Oh, here's that bad food, go away, leave me alone so I can accomplish this.
Yeah.
And I think it's because moms today are so much more stressed out than moms of the past.
Well,
right?
Yeah, because moms in the past, they didn't have to work.
Nope.
I mean, some parents did. My grandmother did. But, you know.
For the most part,
they were home. They were the homemaker. The husband went out and worked.
Yeah. And their job was to take care of the house and the children, to raise the kids. And their mom was constantly there for them. And it was not that it was easy, because there was other hardships during those times, but we didn't have to worry about the million phone calls, the texts, the emails, the jobs, rushing them to daycare, rushing to pick them up, the 10 million different, you know, activities. And so nowadays, moms are just overwhelmed. And so I think we just really need to take a breath and just say, is how I am handling the situation with my child right now going to benefit them in the future? So it's important, and we have an important job, and we should be celebrated because these decisions we have to make and what we have to deal with daily. And with Mother's Day coming up this weekend, I hope you take the time out to really pat yourself on the back and realize I'm doing the best I can right now. And we have to do better. Even I have to do better, and we should as mothers. So, and if husbands, you're listening, make that special lady in your life feel important. Have the kids buy them gifts, because some husbands don't do that. Some boyfriends don't do that. They don't think it's important, but it is. It's nice to get a card, even if it's hand drawn or handwritten by the kids.
Yeah,
that's amazing. I don't need something bought in an expensive card store. It's really the thought that counts, and consideration. You know, just knowing that my significant other, my husband, my boyfriend, thought enough to say, hey, let me have the kids make a drawing for mom, or let's go pick some wildflowers for mom outside. It's really that thought that you're thinking of me and you appreciate me. And that's all I need. And that's all most moms out there need. Yes, should they be spoiled and, hey, go to the spa or let's take you out to eat? Of course. But if you can't do that, the simple things, drawing, handwriting a card, picking flowers, that means a lot to us too. And we really need to take care of our mamas, because it's a hard job. It's tough. And it's nice to feel appreciated and feel loved. And I hope all you moms out there feel that way this weekend for Mother's Day.
And that's our show for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Happy Mother's Day to my mom and all the moms out there. Happy Mother's Day, Lala.
Thank you so much.
And we will see you next week. Be sure to follow us on all social media platforms at Shauna and Lala. You could follow me at The Real Shauna May on Instagram.
And follow me at Bella_Lala125.
We will see you next week.